Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business women spotlight magazine. At People You Need to Know, we're proud to promote women in business and give them world-class recognition along the way. From time to time, we invite men on our radio show who support women in business and have information to share that will help them succeed. Our show today is brought to you by our new official corporate sponsor, Staples. That was easy. In this segment, we're going to be talking about search engine optimization, SEO, and what it means to your business. My guest today is a native of New York. He is the business development director for Quasmo Digital Media and a graduate of the University of South Carolina. His company, Quasmo, offers search engine optimization for businesses. We're honored to have on the phone today a man who has been active in the entertainment and digital media industry for the past 13 years. Mr. Jermaine Kelly, welcome to the show.
Hey, Spark Plug. Thank you for having me here.
How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Great. Hey, you know, I want to get right into it, man. This is a hot topic, and we want to get right into this thing, okay?
Okay.
Now, Jermaine, tell our listeners, what is search engine optimization, or SEO as it is sometimes called?
Well, basically, SEO, search engine optimization, is the process of maximizing the amount of traffic that you receive on your website. Basically, this process includes utilizing keywords, and keywords are basically words that you attach to your website that you're drawing traffic to. So in that process, optimizing your website is what you have to do to basically continuously draw this traffic, which in the end is going to lead to sales for your business.
Give us an example of some keywords.
Okay. Say, for example, you have a bakery. If you have a bakery, then basically you want to look for the type of people who would be searching for a bakery. So it may be local bakery in Atlanta or bakery in Decatur. So if your bakery is located in Decatur, Georgia, and someone's typing in bakery in Decatur, Georgia, most likely they're looking to purchase something from you. In that sense, being that Decatur is a modifier, that it gives more attention to the fact that they're probably looking at that point for a bakery to directly go to instead of saying looking for maybe cakes or different examples of something that they can create on their own. So that's pretty strong indication with a modifier that a person is looking for your particular business to visit.
Beautiful. Well, how do you determine what keywords to go after when trying to improve your SEO?
Well, for us as a company, there is four factors we look at. We look at high relevancy, high traffic, high commerciality, and low competition. Basically, high relevancy is are these keywords relevant to your business or relevant to the page that you're trying to rank for? And when I say the page that you're trying to rank for, of course, with a website, you have multiple pages. So for each page, you should be trying to rank for a certain keyword. Now, you can be consistent and rank for one keyword for your whole website. So relevancy is very important because you want to look at what is your page talking about? Again, using the example of the bakery, on that home page you may have a general description of your bakery and the types of products that you have, the cakes, cookies, whatever. Your keyword, again, should be relevant to that. So it could be Decatur baked goods. That could be your keyword. And, of course, you want to know if that keyword has traffic. And what we do, we look and see how many people are actually searching. for that keyword. That's very important, because what I find with a lot of different companies is that they help businesses to basically go to the top or rank higher for a certain keyword, but that keyword has no traffic. So if the keyword has no traffic, that means in the end you're ranking high for something that's not going to generate business for you. Okay. In addition, we look for high commerciality. Basically, that's, are people willing to spend money to purchase that keyword? When I say purchase that keyword, I mean there's an alternative program that Google, Yahoo, those are two of the search engines, are selling keywords or keyword phrases, and you can purchase to be on the side of the page, and that's a different, that's a paid search. So basically you are paying to be in front of the viewers who are searching for your product or service. So if you, if your keyword is already generating paid search, that means that it has commerciality. People are interested in that particular keyword phrase. The last characteristic that we look for is low competition or moderate competition. You don't want a keyword that is so general that there's millions and millions and millions of pages out there in regards to it. That could be something like, let's say, you may own a used car dealership and you're trying to go after used cars, but you have one used car dealership in Stone Mountain, let's say that. Well, if you have one used car dealership in Stone Mountain, then you probably won't be able to compete against some people who may own a fleet of used car dealerships across the United States who have spent millions of dollars fighting for that keyword, which is used cars. So you want to look for a keyword that's relevant to you. Again, it has high traffic, high commerciality, and low competition.
Well, Jermaine, which search engine should you try to get a ranking on?
Well, that's a great question. There are several search engines out there, but the three main ones are Google, Yahoo, and Bing. Google basically controls 66.4% of all search. Yahoo has around 16.6, and Bing has about 10.8%. With that, Google is the number one. For all our clients, we focus on taking them to the top in Google, and then again, like I said, Yahoo and Bing. Alternatively, there are like AltaVista, Excite, and Go. Those are some other search engines, but like I say, the big boys are Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
Well, how long does it take to reach the top of the search engines?
Well, we typically say it averages around 90 days. We actually give a guarantee if we can't achieve a front page, first page ranking for you within 90 days, then the duration of the agreement we have, we will not charge you anything until we take you to the top. So we're pretty confident that we can do it in 90 days. But again, it does vary for what you're looking to do and how many keywords you're looking to rank for. So generally, with one specific keyword phrase, it would take 90 days.
So what's the number one benefit of being at the top of the search engines anyway?
Well, the number one benefit is that you're going to generate that pure traffic to your site, and that's going to generate leads, and then in turn, that's going to generate revenue. So everyone wants to get to the top. I mean, if you look at it right now, searching online is the number one way that people find businesses. Word of mouth, of course, is great, and I know a lot of people are dependent on having a great word-of-mouth campaign. But outside of that, you definitely want to continuously build your online presence and have a lot of traffic coming to your site. And it's just a waste of time to have a great designed website, but no one knows you there, you know. So you have to definitely take your website to the top.
Okay, once you reach the top of the first page of the search engines, Do you have to maintain it?
Yes, you do. I mean, you have to look at it like this. Your competition, if they haven't woke up yet, they will. I mean, they're going to try to fight you for especially a keyword that's popular. You constantly have to build on your standing, your ranking. If you're on that first page, great, but you have to fight to stay there. You have to consistently just submit articles. You have to continue to build links. There's a lot of video marketing, a lot of things that you need to do to continue to push your presence within the search engine.
Well, Jermaine, before we bring this interview to a close, is there one final thing you'd like to say to our listeners regarding search engine optimization?
Yes, I like to say that, you know, in this industry, there are several companies out there who are offering search engine optimization services, but you have to be very leery of who you're dealing with, because at times there may be someone who may be making false promises. And as I mentioned before, the keyword validation process is so important. And I just want to cover that one more time. Again, keywords have to have high relevancy, high traffic, high commerciality, and low competition. And there are definitely companies out there who are telling their clients that they will push them to the top, but they're giving them arbitrary keywords that have no competition. So it's like you're on a race car track and you're the only car there. Of course you're going to win the race. And, you know, their clients are excited because they've taken them to the top, but there's no traffic related to that keyword. So you definitely want to have a company that is competent and understands how to go after the right keywords and, of course, drive traffic for you to those keywords.
Well, and quickly, tell our listeners how you can be reached.
Well, basically, I can be reached. Again, my company is Quasmo Digital Media. I can be reached at area code 404-530-9156, or you can call the company directly at 800-462-4019.
Mr. Jermaine Kelly, Business Director, I'm sorry, Business Development Director for Quasmo Digital Media. Thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
Well, Sparkplug, I want to thank you very much for having me on your show.
All right, my pleasure. You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio, the radio station connecting you to America's leading business professionals. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Sparkplug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com, and be sure to follow us on Twitter at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank my executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another fantastic job. For more information about our guest, visit his website at Quasmo, that's Quazmo.com. This is Sparkplug encouraging you to keep supporting women in business, because when women succeed, the nation prospers. So until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do. And thanks for tuning in.